Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like, and get involved in the comments section down below and get interactive on our website by sharing your lineups on social media. So Wolves v Aston Villa, fast approaching now. Really looking forward to it. Midlands derby should be a really good affair for Aston Villa, hopefully at the Molyneux on Saturday. We're just going to be bang at it, like what we were saying in the match preview. It's going to be a tough game. Wolves are looking for a reaction. We're going into it a little bit unknown of not knowing what Wolves are going to set up like, who they're going to put in. Are they going to change it dramatically? Is he going to give faith to the players that played against Brighton to rectify that performance? So it's going to be a tough game. So we'll have a little look at Wolves and how they can potentially set up. And then we'll have a little look at the Aston Villa lineup, what to expect. So if we go back to the lineup against Brighton, they've been sort of playing with four central midfielders, which I think it's been miffing a few Wolves fans. So they've got João Gomes, Ruben Neves, Mario Lemina, and Mateus Nunes in midfield. So it's four central midfielders across the width of their midfield, and then they've got either Neto or Pedence or Cunha who drops in there, and then the leading the line is Diego Costa. So I think I do expect them to maybe look at the way Villa played against Manchester United and think that they might be able to get a little bit of joy with pace if they play that high line. They might dust off Adama Traore and bring him back into the side. But it's whether they move away from those four in central midfield. If we have a look at a game where they had a little bit more joy, Crystal Palace, I think they changed their system a little bit for this one personnel-wise in midfield. So they've got Nunes, Lemina, Neves and Hwang. And then they've got Cunha and Costa. So it does feel like they are alternating. And Lopetegui is mixed between playing that solid midfield of central midfielders or being a little bit more forward-thinking, a little bit more progressive, with a little bit more energy, with a winger in there. So it's going to be interesting to see which way he does go. I think because Aston Villa are a tough team to play against, I'm feeling that he might stick with the four central midfielders, but because it didn't work against Brighton, he also might change it. So I'm not really too sure on what they're going to go with. If we go with Aston Villa, I do expect a couple of changes, I think. I think a couple of changes are needed. Villa fans, let me know what your thoughts are. Do you think that the changes are needed? Do you think we need to just mix it up a little bit? I just felt like against United, that midfield just wasn't progressive enough for me. And I think it looked a little bit flat. So I think I might make a little bit of a change in central midfield. So what we're going to go with, we don't know who's back either. So we're not sure on Cash. We're not sure on Kamara. We're not sure on Coutinho. We're not sure on Bailey. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that one. But I'm going to try my best to pick the side that I think I would go with against Wolves and try and exploit some of their problems. So in goal, Emi Martinez. And then we're going to go with Moreno at left back. Interestingly, Man City are linked with Moreno. That's a little bit strange for me because I'm just thinking, for his age, why didn't they snap him up in Jan? Why weren't they sniffing around him in Jan? So, you know, it would be a big, big blow to lose Moreno, but I don't think we would get rid of Moreno having just signed him. We're going to go with Konsa and Mings at the back. Those two have been absolutely amazing in recent weeks. Proper colossals. That, like I say, the best have looked. And I think they were both pretty, pretty good against Manchester United as well. And I'm thinking he may be back and he may be straight back into the team because it's energy, it's pace, it's like dynamism. We invented a word yesterday, buzzingness, I think the word was. So just a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more energy, more legs, more pace. And I think Cash would be a massive, massive welcome back for Aston Villa. I'm going to go with Dougie Louise, and I am going to go with John McGinn. Now, I've toyed with Dendonka, and I thought going back against his former club, normally those players normally have a worldie, don't they? But I think we looked better against Manchester United when we dropped McGinn back into that double pivot. I think if Wolves go with that four in midfield, I think it's going to be a real tight, tough game. And I just think with McGinn's energy in and around that double pivot, I think we'll get a little bit more joy. And I just think he's got that aggressive nature. And it is a derby. So, you know, the challenges are going to be going in. You've got to show that bottle. You've got to show that commitment. We've got to fight for all those points that we can get. And I just feel a little bit more comfortable looking at this team with McGinn in there, knowing that it's not going to be as flat as what it was against Manchester United. So we're going to go with Jacob Ramsey. I felt like he ended the game well against Manchester United. He grew into the game and he was doing those progressive carries. He was dribbling with the ball well. And I really felt like he did end the game pretty, pretty well. But again, I want to have a 90-minute performance from Ramsey because, you know, breaking through the lines and getting into pockets is something that Emery wants Ramsey to be doing. So I think he's got to be a bit more braver and just believe in himself a little bit more and just try and dictate the play a little bit. I think when he came up against Casemiro, I think Ten Hag put Casemiro on Ramsey and it really nullified him. So what I would like to see him doing is start finding ways of getting ahead of the opposition. So if he's coming up against a battle with Casemiro, how can he figure out that he's going to get get one over on Casemiro and come out of that battle as a winner? I felt like for majority of that first half, he was in Casemiro's pocket. And I think we needed to see just that little bit more. And I know Casemiro's a fantastic player, but you know, I think really highly of Ramsey, and I think that's how he's gonna develop as well. We're gonna go with Buendia in this role where McGinn normally plays now. I think we've seen him in this role quite a few times, but I think now when Bailey's been out, we've pushed Buendia further forward. But I just think when we're asking Buendia in this area here, in this little pocket, I think he kind of is rushing a little bit to me. He's rushing, and then at times he's holding on to the ball too much. The arms are going up. So I think if we give him a little bit more of a role in that midfield where, yes, he's got to get up here. Yes, he's got to come out and support. I think for this game, this might suit Buendia because it is going to be open at times and there is going to be space for us to exploit. And I just think in this game as well, like what I've said about Cash, and I want us to have a little bit more energy. And I think I'd go with Traore. I think I'd bring Traore back into the side now. I think he did well off the bench for the two games that he scored in. When he does come off the bench, he has actually looked pretty decent, to be fair. And I just think with that little bit more energy, we can sort of go back to sort of how he was when we had Bailey, with that Bailey role where Traore can act as half of a winger, half of an inside forward as well. I think that really makes it difficult for opposition teams to figure out where the player in this area has got to go. We know that we're going to have an asymmetric feel, so we are going to sort of come across and sit a little bit more like this with Moreno going forward. And I think when we do have that little bit more of an asymmetric feel with a winger out there, I think the balance of the team looks quite nice. I think when you have Buendia there, and then you've got sort of like, say, McGinn over here, and then you've got a Dendonka, I just feel like we're a little bit too structured. So when you've got Dendonka in that role, you've got McGinn here, and you've got Buendia that wants to come inside quite often. I think we look a little bit one-dimensional at times. And I think what Emery wants and what his recruitment will want in the summer is to have that rawness about us with wingers and that unpredictability of, are you going to go inside? Are you going to show me to the byline? I'll come inside, or I'll go to the corner flag, or I'll come inside as a number 10. And I think by having a winger there, it really does help a little bit. And I think defenders really struggle to think, well, should I go or should I stay? Or, you know, are you going to go and help support your striker? Like, I think having that winger there really, really helps the team a lot more. And I think that's an area where I think recruitment's going to be strong in the summer. You know, seeing a lot of, you know, talk of some La Liga signings coming in. And I think that's because we're now linked with, you know, the new sort of director of football that's going to be coming in. And I think, you know, he's got a real eye for player and exciting players. So I think it's something to keep an eye on. It's going to be a really exciting summer for Villa. And I think Watkins has got to have a bit more of an impact in this game. I think his last two games have been sort of, he's played okay, but I think we haven't really seen the best of Watkins. And, you know, that back four of Wolves, you know, whatever they're going to play with, it looks like Semedo might be out because he went off injured in the last game. If we go back to the Brighton fixture, you know, there's not a lot of pace in this back four that Wolves play with. So just wait for it to load. So the back four, you're going to have Bueno, Kilman, Dawson and Semedo. And I'd really want to see him, if we have a look at the average positions, I'd really want to see him on the shoulder of Craig Dawson, because I think he can really stretch. And then this might allow some runners coming in from midfield, especially, you know, if Watkins is stretching Dawson out here, and then you've got sort of a Ramsey that's going to break through that area as well. I think it's going to be a big threat from Villa. So I'm really looking forward to the game. Villa fans, let me know what your lineups are, what lineup you would go with. But yeah, excited. Me and Ryan going to be going down early, making a bit of a day of it. So, you know, really looking forward to it. And I think it's time for Villa to get back on track and get that European charge back on. I know that United are playing Brighton this evening, so that's going to be one to keep an eye on as well. Hopefully Man United don't do what normally happens when a team gets through in the semi-finals of a cup, then in reverse fixture, they always get beat by that team, don't they? They've already done it this season with Newcastle. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the lineup is. We've got the press conference coming out tomorrow, so we're really going to get to see what these injury situations are like. We got told last week that they are close, but they are not quite ready. So let's hope Tua back. You know, I'd love Cash to be back. And I think I'd like Bailey to be back because he would give us that option going forward, which I think at times we're looking a little bit leggy and a bit tired. I mean, if we're going to be greedy, we may as well have Kamara back as well. So looking forward to it. Villa fans, let me know what lineup you're going to go with, and we'll be back tomorrow for our press conference. Up the Villa.